You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down the Lal Street. Today is the 10th of May 2019, the last day of the trading week, and the Indian markets have witnessed the 8th consecutive day of fall today. The earnings outlook dented market sentiment. Sensex and Nifty have been down 3.8% for the week. All that took place over the course of today, and all that we can expect over the course of the next week is what I bring to you on this nifty little package we like to call an evening walk down the Lal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma, and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
Indian markets witnessed the 8th consecutive day of fall today on Friday. For the week, the S&P BSE Sensex plunged 3.8%, while Nifty 50 fell 3.7% in the same period. What began as global uncertainty certainly extended into something else altogether. In terms of market capitalization, investors lost nearly 5 lakh crore rupees in just 5 trading sessions. The average market capitalization of BSE-listed companies fell from 151.62 lakh crore rupees on the 3rd of May to 146.51 lakh crore rupees on the 10th of May at the end of day's trade today. So what was the final tally on the Lal Street for Friday? The BSE Sensex plunged 95 points to close at 37,462, while the Nifty 50 closed 22 points lower at 11,278. In terms of sectors, Nifty Bank plunged by about 3% for the week ending May 10th. The Nifty Metal Index dropped 6.3%, followed by the energy sector, which was down 5.9%. And Nifty Auto, Nifty Pharma, and Nifty Infrastructure were also down by about 3% each. Trade tensions between the two nations, that is US and China, fueled volatility in global markets, and the rub-off effect has been seen in the Indian markets as well. Apart from weak global cues, experts are of the view that weak earnings from India Inc. also led to some bit of nervousness on the Lal Street. Shailendra Kumar, Chief Investment Officer at Narnolia Financial Advisors, told Money Control, and I quote, "The recent correction got aggravated post quarter four numbers from India Inc. In the last 10 days, we saw more earnings downgrades than upgrades. Almost 21 Nifty companies which have declared their numbers, which constitute about 60% of profits, suggest that FY19 EPS will be modest, around 6% compared to expectations of 10%. The commentary we have seen from the management suggests that quarter 1 and quarter 2 will also remain soft. There is a chance of earnings downgrade in FY20 as well. Whenever EPS gets downgraded, the price will fall to adjust the multiple to the same level when the earnings season was started." Unquote. More from that interview later in the podcast. What were some stocks that made news today on the Lal Street? State Bank of India, the country's largest bank, has reported a net profit of 838.4 crore rupees for the quarter ended March 31st, 2019, on the back of higher provisions. The bank had reported a loss of 7,718 crores in the year-ago period. The stock rose nearly 3%. The share price of steel major Tata Steel was down 6% after sources told Reuters that ThyssenKrupp is expecting the joint venture with Tata Steel to fail. The share price of Delta Corp, meanwhile, ended nearly 7% lower after news report emerged that DGGST Intelligence has booked two Goa companies, including Delta Corp, for evasion of 6,189 crore rupees. HCL Technologies, about which we spoke yesterday, the shares of this IT major lost by about 4% and slipped below its 50 DMA as FY20 margin guidance was cut by 100 basis points. The company sees the OM at 18.5 to 19.5% in constant currency terms for the current financial year. But most of the global brokerage firms remain fairly upbeat about HCL. And finally, most brokerage firms maintained their rating on Asian Paints post its March quarter results, but slashed target prices as margins took a hit. The stock fell by over 1% on the Bombay Stock Exchange. As usual, let's take a quick rally around the world and find out what global markets have been up to. Stocks in Asia rallied on Friday today after the US carried out its threat and raised tariffs on Chinese goods. The Shanghai Composite closed 3.1% to about 2,939.21. The Nikkei 225 fell 0.27%, that is Japan, to close at 21,344.92. South Korea's Kospi was 0.29% higher to close at 2,108.04. While the ASX 200 in Australia finished 0.25% higher at 6,310.9. European markets have been trading higher today on Friday morning, despite the US hiking duties on $200 billion worth of Chinese products. The pan-European Stoxx 600 climbed 0.9%, with the French CAC and Germany's DAX indices rising 1% each. Well, as promised, our own Kshitij Anand spoke to Shailendra Kumar, Chief Investment Officer at Narnolia Financial Advisors, and this is what he had to say about India Inc. and what we're going to be expecting in terms of EPS. That interview coming up right now.
Hello and welcome to the special podcast powered by Money Control. My name is Kshitij Anand and today I have with me Shailendra Kumar, Chief Investment Officer at Narnolia Financial Advisors. Well, welcome to the podcast, Shailendra.
Thanks for having me.
Shailendra, there's a lot of nervousness in the market, you know, ahead of elections. In fact, investors have lost about 6 lakh crores so far in the month of May. And for the week, you know, Sensex and Nifty have sort of lost 3.7 and 3.8% respectively. Most of the carnage was seen in large cap stocks. So what is the way ahead for markets?
Look at in the whole of April, the Nifty was trading, you know, close to 52-week high. Mm-hmm. And in a very narrow band of about 100, 200 points, you know, which was giving a kind of a sense, you know, false sense of comfort to the bull. I think last time also when we spoke to, we were talking about, you know, bulls should not get complacent. Because at the same time, you know, the volatility index, the VIX was continuously inching up. And the recent correction, if you look at it, has got, you know, more aggravated because of the numbers which has come in the quarterly results.
Right.
So for the last 10 trading, last 10 days, if you look at all the earning which came, we have more earning downgrades than a earning upgrade.
Right. Yeah.
Almost like 2021 company of Nifty has declared their numbers. And these companies, you know, constitute about 60% of Nifty overall profit for the year. Before the quarterly results, the Nifty was expected to exhibit about 10% kind of earning growth for the whole of financial year 2019.
Right.
By 18-19, right? But these numbers have, what the number has come in the last 10 days, is suggesting now that for the FY19, the Nifty EPS will be more modest, around 6% kind of growth, not 10% was there before the results season.
Okay.
Also, the kind of commentary we have seen through management, it appears that the Q1 and the Q2 of FY20 also will remain very soft. So, there is a chance of earning downgrade even for FY20.
Right. Okay.
And remember, whenever the EPS estimates, you know, are downgraded, means at that point in time, the market valuation multiple expands if price doesn't fall. So this fall is basically, you know, to get the market to the same valuation multiple where it was before the earnings season. Also, most of the higher earning growth expectation was more towards the large cap than the mid cap of the market. So this expectation not becoming true is hitting more the large cap of the market than other sector of the market.
Right. Now, you know, right. So it looks like, you know, market is sort of adjusting to, you know, the earnings. Which has sort of downgraded or which will get downgraded now in the going to the future. So after the recent correction, you know, where are the pocket of opportunities? Any stock which, you know, reported strong earnings and look fundamentally sound, you know, sound, which investors can look at buying with an investment horizon of, let's say, 1 year?
Right. See, this is, you know, we continue to believe that the pocket of opportunity exists primarily, you know, select corporate banks, cement and select industrial stocks.
Okay.
You see, majority of corporate bank, you know, has played very safe this quarter, and they have increased their provisioning to a very, very large number. So look at the today's result of SBI as well. They have made a provision of about 16,500 crores, whereas most of the analysts on the street were expecting a provision only of 8,915 crores.
Okay.
Now, this kind of a provision has increased, although the GNPA in the last 1 year for State Bank itself has fallen from 10.9 to 7.53. So this earning downgrade which has happened at least in the corporate bank side of the market is more because the banks have adopted a very cautious approach, you know, while at the same time the growth is very decent. Most of the banks are exhibiting a loan growth of 18 to 20% kind of number. And continuously their GNPA, NNPA and the PCR, I mean the quality parameters are improving. So that segment remains very strong. In terms of the stock, if you ask me, you know, one stock, you know, Federal Bank has come out with a very decent set of numbers and looks very attractive. Any decline from current level would be a good point for somebody to accumulate. Another name, you know, where I can think of a surprise by the company in terms of their quarterly number was Blue Star. The stock, you know, after the result has spiked very sharply, so one has to wait for some kind of a decline to accumulate the stock. What is noticeable in Blue Star is they have done a very, you know, across segment growth. Particularly encouraging to me is they are having a very decent growth in the industrial refrigeration business. Mm-hmm. And this business, whenever it starts growing, it's mm-hmm. little structural and multiple quarter you see kind of a growth there. So these are the names, you know, comes to my mind in terms of stock.
Perfect. Thanks a lot for your time, Shilin. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Shilin.
Well, that pretty much is everything you needed to know about what happened on Dalal Street today. We, of course, have the usual stories of the day, which is pretty much the only podcast you need to listen to get a grip on what's happening in the world, not just business and finance, but everything else as well. And we also have another story coming up. It's about the rise of Oyo into becoming a giant hospitality titan, a giant hospitality industry titan. So that story coming up later in the evening as well. So, if you do have anything to say to us, mcpodcast@nw18.com is where you can find us. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.